AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Inflation hits a 40-year high. President Biden says his administration's policies will make life more affordable. Ben Thomas has the story.
Inflation is up.
President Biden in Culpeper, Virginia, discussing his proposal for limiting the cost of prescription drugs.
If we are able to do the things I'm talking about here, it'll bring down the cost for average families.
But on the Senate floor, Republican leader Mitch McConnell noted that consumer prices have jumped 7.5% over a year ago and blamed the president and Democrats.
If you haven't personally gotten a pay raise of 8% or more in the last year, then Democrats' policies have given you a pay cut.
Biden is pledging to work like the devil to bring down gasoline prices as well as the cost of prescription drugs, which he says affects everyone.
This is what your insurance companies pay. All you have insurance. You're paying a heck of a lot more even if you're not using the drug.
I'm Ben Thomas.
Stock prices dropped today, the Dow losing 1.5%, 531 points. One thing that could add to the shortages and increase prices, the truck blockade in Canada. Ford and several other car companies have closed production plants in Canada and cut shifts and production in U.S. plants because of part shortages caused by truckers closing the Ambassador Bridge that links Detroit to Windsor, Canada. The AP's Tom Krisha reports from Detroit.
Thus far, it's starting to spread, and if it keeps going, everybody I talk to says that it's going to get worse and it's going to start affecting more U.S. plants.
The Department of Homeland Security says others are planning similar protests in U.S. cities, including Los Angeles, ahead of the Super Bowl on Sunday. Sources tell the AP White House call logs obtained so far by the House Select Committee investigating the Capitol riot do not list calls made by then-President Donald Trump as he watched the violence unfold on television. This is AP News. The government is buying another COVID treatment drug ahead of federal approval. Jennifer King has more.
It's called Betalovimab. The Biden administration says it has purchased enough doses of Eli Lilly's laboratory-made monoclonal antibody treatment to treat 600,000 patients with COVID-19. Health and Human Services Secretary Javier Becerra says the medicine will be shipped to states free of charge if the FDA approves the treatment for emergency use authorization. Data indicates that the Lilly drug works against Omicron, the variant which now accounts for nearly all cases in the U.S., and the new BA.2 mutation. That's good news for high-risk patients with two new antiviral pills from Pfizer and Merck, and other antibody drugs in short supply. The FDA revoked authorization for two other leading antibody treatments after they were found to be ineffective against Omicron. The drug is not a substitute for vaccines. It's designed for mild to moderate cases of COVID-19 in patients who are at high risk of progression to a severe illness. Jennifer King, Washington.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.
This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints. Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.